സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
സദ്ദർശനം മീൻസ് എ നോളജ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്. സത് മീൻസ് ട്രൂത്ത് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്. സത് മീൻസ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്. എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ഈസ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത് ദാറ്റ് യു ഹാവ് ടു റൈറ്റ് എ ക്യാപിറ്റൽ ഇ, നോട്ട് സ്മോൾ ഇ ബട്ട് എ ക്യാപിറ്റൽ ഇ. എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് മീൻസ് സത്. ദർശനം മീൻസ് നോളജ്. നോളജ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്, വിച്ച് ട്രൂത്ത് ഈസ് നത്തിങ് ബട്ട് സത്, ദറ്റ് വിച്ച് എക്സിസ്റ്റ് ഓൾ ദ ടൈം ഇൻ ദ ഫോം ഓഫ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ആർ ഈസ്നെസ്, ഇരുപ്പുതൽ. സത്ത് എന്ന് ഇരിക്കരുത്, ഇരുപ്പുതൽ എന്ന് ചൊല്ലുവാം. ദറ്റ് കാൾഡ് സത് ദർശൻ, റിട്ടൺ ബൈ രമണ ഭഗവാൻ, രമണ മഹർഷി, ഇൻ തമിഴ് കാൾഡ് ഉള്ളത് നാൽപ്പത്. Then it is translated into Sanskrit. Generally, Sanskrit books they translate into other languages. But there are some books which are very, very significant. Some other languages they translate into Sanskrit. So this Tamil version, Prakarana Grantha, translated into Sanskrit version called Saddarshan by Vasishta Ganapati Muni, one of the disciple Mahatma of Ramana Maharshi, Vasishta Ganapati Muni. So Ramana Maharshi is also a traditional acharya because his writings are based on Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava, based on the Vedic statements, Shruti, and based on Yukti, logic, reasoning, so that you cannot negate it. Anubhava, that through your experience, Anubhava, that is also one of the criteria, a method to be in a traditional parampara. So we can say Ramana Maharshi is a traditional acharya, sampradaya guru. In Sanskrit we want to call a traditional acharya can be called as sampradaya guru. Guru and acharya also both are synonyms. Traditional teacher is called sampradaya guru. Now we are going to enter into the first shloka. The first two shlokas are called Mangala shlokas. Shloka or verse. We can call it as verse. Verse na shloka na. Shloka is a Sanskrit word. In English we call it as verse form. Poetry form. First two shlokas in the form of Mangalam. Mangala shlokas. Just as when you want to start something, we do Ganapati Puja. Similarly, every author, when they are starting a text, when they are writing, that is like a Mangalam, Ganapati Puja Madri, Mangalam, Mangalacharanam Shloka. This Mangalacharanam can be in three types. Mangalacharanam can be in three types. Number one is ആശീർവാദ രൂപ മംഗളാചരണം. ആശീർവാദ രൂപ മംഗളാചരണം. നമ്പർ ടു നമസ്കാര രൂപ മംഗളാചരണം. നമസ്കാര രൂപ മംഗളാചരണം. നമ്പർ ത്രീ വസ്തുനിർദ്ദേശരൂപ മംഗളാചരണം. വസ്തുനിർദ്ദേശരൂപ മംഗളാചരണം. What is the meaning of Ashirvada Rupa Mangala Charanam? The author brings that in his shloka, first shloka, in the form of Ashirvada, wishing, blessing the whole universe. Let there be an auspiciousness in the world. Shubham, peace, shanti in the whole universe. Ashirvadam, blessing the whole universe. Wishing, offering the blessings in the form of a shloka. Just as our elders give Ashirvada to youngsters in the Upanayana time, wedding time. Like that, these authors, great Mahatmas, give an Ashirvada to the whole universe. They write in the shloka, first shloka. Like that also some Mangala Charanam shlokas will be there. That is Ashirvada Rupam. Ashirvadam anna wishing, blessings for the whole universe. Then the second is Namaskara Rupa Mangala Charanam. Offering Namaskara, salutations to the Ishvara. Vigna Nivaranartham, all this war for what? I have to complete this work text without any obstacles. Vigna Nivaranartham Mangala Charanam. Namaskaram, I salute to the Ishvara to get blessings so that I can complete this work without any hurdles. Then the third is Vastu Nirdesha Rupa Mangala Charanam. That means a statement of fact. The author brings a statement of fact. Vastu means that statement. Vastu Nirdesha means what is the subject matter. Vastu Nirdesham. That is also a Mangalacharanam. Statement of fact. What is fact? Ishvara is fact. Brahman, Maya Sahitam Brahma. Or Brahman is the fact. That is called Vastu here. Vastu Nirdesham. Pointing out, showing the importance of this Vastu. Nirdesham means pointing out, showing, indicating. Vastu Nirdesha Rupa. Statement of fact. That is a type of Mangalacharanam. Brahman Mangala Swarupam. Fact is Satya Vastu is always Mangalam. So that is also comes under Mangalacharanam. Vastu Nirdesha Rupa Mangalacharanam. Now among these three, what Ramana Maharshi is taking? Either Ashirvada Rupa Mangalacharanam or Namaskara Rupa Mangalacharanam or Vastu Nirdesha. Vastu Nirdesha Mangalacharanam he does. Not Ashirvada Rupa, nor Namaskara Rupa, but Vastu Nirdesha Rupa Mangalacharanam. That is called Brahma Lakshanam. Brahma Lakshanam. Presenting in this first two shlokas. Brahma Lakshanam has been pointed out here in the first verse. Presenting in the first verse. Now, we will read the first shloka.
Sat pratyaya kim nu vihaya santam. Hrudyesha chinta rahito hrutakshaham. Katham smarama tamameyamekam. Tasya smruti satra drudhaiva nishtham.
This sloka is like in Ishavashyopanishad, Purnamadaha Mangalacharanam Madri. The toughest sloka in Ishavashyopanishad, Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Like that, this first sloka itself is the toughest sloka. Let us see how Ramana Maharshi brings that Mangalacharanam in this form. The sixth principle is the Adhisthanam. He wants to communicate. The sixth principle is the Adhisthanam. Adhisthanam means source or substratum. Source, substratum means upon that something must be there. This bench is the source, Adhara. That means there must be something upon this bench. Like that, then we say the Sat is Adhisthanam. Upon this Sat, something is based on an artha. Corollary. You have to derive that. When I say, wood is Adhisthanam for this desk, that means the desk nama rupa depending upon wood is Adhara an artha. Once we say Sat is Adhara, for what question? When I say Sat is Adhara, support, for what? For three things. Sat is the support of Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat. Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat are depending on the Sat, that is the Adhara. So he takes that Upanishad. Now we have to go to that three. Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava. What Shruti he quotes here? Taittiriya Upanishad. Very important Mahavakyam. He brings, not directly, implicit, implied here. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. The satyam jnanam anantam is a brahma lakshana. The nature of Brahman, the swarupam of Brahman. He brings that swarupam lakshanam here in this shloka. Starting a Mahavakyam. That's why different Prakrana Grandhas have a different style. Different Acharyas have got a different style of presentation. So once we study different Acharyas works, we get a different ideas how to look at their truth. Now, what is this Satyam Jnanam Anantam? We have to see. First point we saw is that Adhisthanam, Sat is the Adhisthanam. Now the second point Ramana Maharshi says that Sat is permeating the object. Second point. Sat existence is the truth. First point. First we have to understand that. Existence. Sat. Alone is the substratum. Source. Adhara. For Jiva, the individual. Ishvara, to the Lord. And the Jagat, whole entire universe. Based on this Sat. For first point. Now the second point we have to understand is this existence that is called Sat. Now I use in English. Sometimes I use in English word existence or sometimes Sat. So you have to understand. You know, sometimes Swamini says Sat, sometimes existence. Confusion I could have. In the use word use pandana, both are synonyms. One is in Sanskrit, another is in English. That's all. Okay? Now, if Ramana Maharshi says, Sat is permeating or pervading, existing every object. In the first point itself, some more clarity we require, na, innu konja deepa kuda polam. Okay? What is that? To make our understanding easy, that's all, nothing else. I'm going deeper and you should not feel ammo ipave erkanave above the head. Appadala nenaka venda. Some more clarity, some more way of understanding easily. Avladha. Now, Satyam, we are looking at it. Jnanam Anantam Apram Paapam. Okay, Satyam Matchumi. In the first line, he gives about the Satyam. In the first line of the first verse, only Satyam he explains. What he says, Brahman is revealed as existence when we are experiencing an object. He says, when we are experiencing an object, we are experiencing what? Suppose I am seeing the cliff. This is, I am experiencing the object. When I ask, cliff is the object. What you are experiencing? I am experiencing the cliff. Okay. Ramana Bhagavan says, no, you are not experiencing only cliff. You are experiencing second thing also, some other thing. No, some other thing. Cliff than I am experiencing, we say. Ramana Bhagavan says, secret, konjunere. Okay. I'll give example, then I'll come to this. Yenna, idu puriyadu otherwise. And the example சொன்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் இது புரியும். Suppose when I ask and show my hand, what you are seeing in இதுல என்ன பாப்போம், astrology இதுல என்ன, left hand right hand, okay, don't see my lines, okay, when I am asking you what you are seeing here, Swami, I am seeing your hand, and some more thing you are seeing, tell me, I am seeing your fingers, lines, all those things I am seeing. No, there is some other thing. What, Swamini? Nothing is there. Empty hand. You are not giving even apple also. Empty hand. I will tell you, you are seeing the light, that which is permeating, without which you cannot see the hand. But we have taken it as granted. But whenever I ask immediately, what is the hand I am seeing, lines I am seeing, but we never say, I am seeing the light also. We don't say. We have to understand. Because of which light, hand is visible. Therefore, what you are seeing now? Hand plus light you are seeing. Correct, Dhani? Is the Sandehama? Kadaya. So, two you are seeing. Hand plus light. Similarly, when I ask you what you are seeing, clip I am seeing. What is here now? There is a clip, you say. Clip plus easiness. Now you can understand? Easiness. Just as you have taken it as granted that light, you have ignored this light. Similarly, you do not know about the existence of the clip. Your mind is focused upon what? Only object the clip. But clip is. When I ask you, what do you say? Clip is there. Easiness plus clip you are experiencing. Easiness and clip. Man is. There is a man. What you are experiencing? A man you are experiencing. What type of man? Existent man. That's why whenever you say, there is a carpet, there is a man, there is a cliff, there is a book, there is a desk, there is a hall, there is a place. That easiness is permeating in every object. So, easiness. Two I am experiencing now. Cliff I am experiencing, easiness also I am experiencing. Easiness I am experiencing separately or along with the cliff? Along with the clip. Light you are experiencing along with the hand or without the hand? Along with the hand. Suppose you are experiencing hand and light. Now I take out my hand. Can you experience that light? Previous where I kept the hand. Now you are experiencing the light and hand. Because of light only you are able to see the hand. So you are experiencing both. Now I take out the hand. Can you experience the light there? You cannot experience. Light is there, but you cannot experience. That means what? Without an object you cannot experience the light. Similarly, without an object you cannot experience the clip. To experience the existence, you require an object. So experience is the existence. You require an object, either a person or an object. There is immediately what you ask? What? There is what, Swamini? Tell me first. You go and bring, there is in us. What is that to bring? There is meaningless unless a object is added. Very interesting, mind-boggling, you know, this. For thinking people, okay, non-thinking people, puriye puriyadu. You require high intelligence for this. We are thinking people are highly intelligent, qualified, and the intelligence is zero in front of this intelligence. If you understand this fact, you are the intelligent person in the world. Vedanta, according to scriptures, intelligence is not an intelligence at all. What they are talking. Understand this. Come on and understand this. Now you can prove yourself your intelligence. You have intelligence or not. Not so easy. E is equal to mc square is easier than this. Now how interesting it is now. You understand? Existence can never be experienced without object. There is a tip, there is a man, there is a desk, there is a bench. That object must be there. Okay. This is additional. Okay. Existence plus clip. Both two are there. So, easiness also we are experiencing. In Swamini, where I am experiencing easiness in? Along with the clip you are experiencing. Because there is a clip, that easiness you are experiencing. Suppose there is no clip. What do you say? There is no clip. Easiness you are experiencing. But clip experience is not there. Easiness. You cannot go away from the easiness now. Clear now? Clip eduthana nenchu. What do you say? And there is a clip I ask. No, Swamini, there is no clip. But what is there? Easiness is there. You are experiencing the easiness where there is no clip. But you cannot experience the clip without easiness. That's why it is called sat. It is madhyam, negatable. Easiness is not negatable. Hand can be negated, but light you cannot negate. It's all pervading. You can supply this all objects in the universe. One clip in a munnadi irukkadhu example solren. You supply this to the whole universe. Every object, every blessed thing in the creation. Nothing can exist without existing. And the nothing existing will exist solren paarenga. Okay. Now anything, whenever you are existing, object plus existence. Object plus existence we are experiencing. Upon the second point only, that permeating the object, that is pervading the object. The existence is pervading. Now, we go to the third level. How to understand? Is this existence and object are interdependent? Who is superior? Who is inferior? We have to find out. And the drishtantam, first again we analyze, go to darshtantam. This hand and the light. Light is pervading the what? Hand. Is this light which is pervading the hand, is a part of the hand? No. Our light is born out of the hand? Product of the hand? No. Is light is a property of the hand? That means what? Light is not the property of the hand, part of the hand, product of the hand. Number one. Point number one. Similarly, second point. Light is pervading the whole hand and beyond the peripheries of the hand also. Correct, Dhani? Light is pervading the hand as well as beyond the peripheries of the hand, boundaries of the hand. Beyond the boundaries of the hand, light is pervading. Hand cannot limit the light. hand cannot limit the light. Light is independently existing. Second point is what? Light is independently existing because when I take out the light on hand also light is there. Independently existing. Light is independently existing. Svatantraha. This is the second point. Third point is it cannot limit or condition the hand. Light. Hand cannot limit the light or condition the light. It is all pervading. It is untouched. Hand cannot do anything to the light. What is the fourth point? Even I take out the hand, light continues to exist. Even I take out the hand, light continues to exist. Fifth point, that light when I take my hand back, that light cannot be recognizable. I take out the hand, you cannot see the light here. But you require, when I take out the hand, you cannot recognize the light. Unrecognizable. Now you apply to the existence and object. The existence of this clip, this existence is a part of the clip, is a product of the clip, existence, clip is and shoulder. Easiness is not the product of the clip. Easiness is not the part of the clip. Easiness is not the property of the clip. In Upanishad classes, I have explained elaborately. So Upanishad students only can easily grasp. Others have to listen carefully. And Upanishad students also listen carefully. So that easiness is not the property of the clip and or a product or part. Then what is the second point? Easiness independently exists separate from the clip. Clip is there or not, easiness will be there. Independently existing, pervading the clip, beyond the clip also it exists. That's why when I take the clip, you say clip is not there. That easiness is there. Inga clip irukka. What do you say? Clip is not there. That easiness irukka. That means easiness pervading beyond the boundaries of the clip. Independently existing, this clip is not limiting, conditioning the existence. Third point. Fourth point is what? Even I take out the clip, existence continues. How? What form? Clip is not there. Angra formula. Clip is not there. But easiness is there. Air in clip in. What is the fifth point? This, when I take out the clip, this easiness cannot be noticeable. You cannot recognize. You cannot identify. You cannot transact with that easiness. When it is with object only, you can transact. Man is, pot is, clip is, book is, desk is. Without object, you cannot transact. But easiness continues. Our chumma Ramana Maharshi solittu porar varasaya evvala irukku adikulla and the sentence ulla we have to apply to the object plus clip. Now existence expressed in the form of easiness. This is the first definition of Brahman. Now look into the sloka. Santam. Santam means existence principle. Existence principle. Sat shabdaha. Takarantaha pumlingaha sat shabdaha. San santau santaha. Santam santau sataha. Santam na dhitiya vibhakti. Pachat shabdavat. Santam. That existence principle. Sat pratyaya himnu vihaya. Sat pratyaya means experience or cognition. Pratyaya means cognition, thought, experience. Experience or cognition of existence. Sat pratyaya means, sat means existence. Pratyaya means cognition or experience. So experience or cognition of existence is called sapratyaya. Kimnu bhaveyuhu, kimnu is there in the shloka. Bhaveyuhu, verb you have to supply. Bhaveyuhu kim? That means they happen. Can they happen? Can they happen means any experience can happen without existence. Any cognition can happen without existence. Sapratyaya kimnu bhaveyuhu vihaya santam without existence. Vihaya means without. Without existence, can you have any cognition, experience of this clip? In the line puriyaradhukku avan introduction vendiyadhu puriyaradha ipo. Vihaya santam without existence. Sapratyaya, any cognition, kinnu bhaveyuhu, is it possible to have an experience or cognition without this santam, without this sat principle? Now you have to decide whether to come to class or not next time. If you think you are intelligent, come to the class. Otherwise, postpone. After some time, you can come. It's not that we have choice. But we have to sharpen our intellect. Understand how difficult this one line is. If you understand it, it's simple. If you are ready, prepared, your intellect is prepared to understand, it is simple. Suppose I close the doors of my intellect, it is so difficult. Very simple. Is it that? Isn't that simple, Ilya? Simple. Now, சத் விஷயம் இல்லாமல் சத் ஞானம் ஏற்படாது. சத் விஷய ஞானம் ஏற்படாது. என்ன சத் விஷயம் மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இல்லாமல் சத் ஞானம் வில் நாட் டேக் பிளேஸ். வி ஆர் என்டரிங் இன் டு த நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட். திஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல் இஸ் கால்ட் சத்தியம். இப்போ அது மகா வாக்கியம். அந்த சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மான சத்தியம், இதுதான் சத்தியம். என்ன ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத் சத்தியம் கிடையாது. சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா, பட் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத் இஸ் பிரம்மன் சொல்லக்கூடாது. இப்ப இந்த சத்தியம் தான், இந்த சத்து தான் அந்த சத்தியம். ஐ யூஸ் டு சிங் பஜன் வென் ஐ வாஸ் வெரி யங். ஐ யூஸ் டு கோ டு சம் டிஸ்கோர்சஸ். த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் கிவிங் டிஸ்கோர்சஸ் யூஸ் டு சிங் பஜன். சத்யம் ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்மா, சத்யம் ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்மா, சத்யம் ஞானமனந்தம் பிரம்மா, சத்யம் பிரம்மா ஞானம் பிரம்மா அனந்தம் பிரம்மா. மை ஃபேவரட் பஜன். பஜனை பாடினா புரியுமா இது? இது புரியறதுக்கு 3 வருஷம் பாடுறது ஈஸியா பாடிட்டு அப்போ 15 வருஷம் படிக்கணும். இது டு அசிமிலேட் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட். You can listen now. It is information now. But this is the fact convinced in the mind. It takes many years, decades. Conviction. This is the truth. Unshaking now. You cannot shake this knowledge. But that assimilation, it takes time, I am telling. Bhajan paadala. That's why Swami used to say, don't sing this Mahavakya as a bhajan. There are people, they sing bhajan. இதெல்லாம் பஜனை பண்ற விஷயம் இல்ல, புரிஞ்சுக்க வேண்டிய விஷயம், புரிஞ்சுக்க வேண்டிய விஷயம். அப்படின்னு அந்த பஜனை பாடுறதே இல்லை. நான் சும்மா இப்ப ஏதோ சொல்லும் போது ஞாபகம் வந்தது. எனக்கு ரொம்ப பிடிக்கும் அந்த பஜனை, அந்த டியூன். ஓகே, நவ் கம் டு த செகண்ட் லைன். நவ் ஞானம் பிரம்மா, சத்தியம் பிரம்மா ஓவர். பிரம்மன் நேத்திரி சத்தியம் த்ரிகால அபாத்தியம் எது தத்து சத் சுதந்திரா எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஈஸ்னஸ் சத்யம் பிரம்மா. நவ் வாட் இஸ் த நெக்ஸ்ட்? ஞானம் பிரம்மா. த டெஃபினிஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஞானஸ்வரூபம். த செகண்ட் லைன் ஹி சேஸ் ஹவு ஹி பிரசன்ட் தட் ஞானம் பிரம்மா. த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பர்மியேட்ஸ் மீ த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆல்சோ. த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பர்மியேட்ஸ் மீ பிகாஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். வென்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங், நான் இருக்கேன் சொல்றோம் இல்லையா, I am. This is a helping verb. Is, am, are, all these are helping verbs. Shows the easiness, existence. Naan irikken. That means what? Anna irikkirpudan inga vandhachi. Idu varakku object la da paatho. Irikken, irikken, irikken. Naan ange illa, inge kodi irikken. Here also, in the subject also. This sat existence permeating the me, the subject also. Existence permeation means pervading also. Adi Tamil nanu solla ooruvidivu irukkindrada. Ooruga ooru maadhiri ooru irukke inge irukke. Na irukke 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 theriyiradappa nu irukkena. This is the we have come from away object to closer. Now what form this is available na? It is there in the heart. Hadi hrudi hrudi esha chinta rahitaha hridakhyaha. What is the meaning? In my heart, it is there in the heart, or it is there in the core of me. In my shruti, antahkarane, antahkarane, buddhau guhayam. So mantra enna? Yovedanihitam guhayam parame vyoman. And the hridaya akashattil irikindrade enna. In the irippadal. Hrit means consciousness and the pair. And the satyam ki sat and pair. In the hrit ki chit and pair. Hrit or chit are synonyms. In English we can say it as consciousness. In the mind there are innumerable thoughts. Now we have to analyze this. What is this consciousness? Hridi yeshaha hridi. Akya means call as, in the name of. Before going to the word-to-word meaning, just we'll understand the consciousness. Same like existence we have to see. In the mind, there are innumerable thoughts. Yes? Yes, then? Appa. No doubt. Innumerable thoughts. Okay. Therefore, consciousness associated with every thought. I am conscious of my thought. Yes? That means what? Thought plus consciousness. And eppadi clip existence, object existence nu sonnamo, inga enna sollanum? Consciousness plus thought. A thought can never exist without consciousness. Consciousness is I am conscious of my thought. I experience my thoughts as a consciousness. So, consciousness associated with what? Man thought, clip thought, table thought, desk thought, fan thought, and then the more thought. I am conscious of the light. Light is an object I am conscious of. That conscious of means what? Thought. Vritti. Vritti. Thought. So, thus consciousness is available along with the thought. Just as the existence is available along with the object, consciousness is available with the thought. Without thought, consciousness is not available to transact. Consciousness is available in the mind with the thought. Therefore, my mind goes out and pervades their thought goes. Along with the thought, who is there? Consciousness. Therefore, I know. I am conscious of light. I am conscious of mind. I am conscious of death. I am conscious of means I know, I know, I know. Thought. Consciousness. Thought, consciousness. Thought, both are together. Clear? Now, in the object, Brahman is associated in the form of existence. Okay? In the object, Brahman is associated in the form of existence. In the subject, Brahman is associated with the thought. Therefore, Sat Brahma, Chit Brahma, Sat and Chit. This Chit is called Jnanam. Jnanam. That's why you say, I know, I know, I know. What do you know? Know and Anartha. எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு தெரியும். தெரியும் என்ன அர்த்தம்? எனக்கு ஞானம் இருக்கு, எனக்கு இது தெரியும் என்ற ஞானம் இருக்கு. அந்த ஞானம் தான் சித்து. அந்த ஞானம்ல என்ன இருக்கு? இப்போ கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிளஸ் தாட். சித்து என்ன? கான்சியஸ்னஸ். ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப். சோ இந்த ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். இன் த மைண்ட் thought takes place where? In the mind. Now you can understand the difference between Bhagavad Gita study and Prakarana Grantha. Prakarana Grantha is Prakarana Grantha, Gita is Gita, Upanishad is Upanishad. Every text has got its own unique presentation. If you are studying three, never vote for one class. Okay? If you vote for one class, you are only the loser. No, I am not the loser. I am enjoying all classes. Teaching. You also should enjoy Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and Prakarana Grantha. Now you know how difficult Shastra Priyarada. Inna Swamini, difficult, difficult and difficult. Amma, the difficulty irukkana theriyana namakku. You should know the Shastra study is entirely different from other curriculum studies. You should know the value of this study of scriptures. When you know the subject at least little bit, you can see the difference between other studies and this study. Adhellaa aparavidya. Idhu vandu paravidya. That is materialistic science. It is only atma vidya, akshara vidya. Okay. So, consciousness, now you have to, again five principles. Consciousness is not the part of the mind, mind or thought. Okay, consciousness is not the part of the thought, property of the thought, or product of the thought, or mind, you can say both. First point, consciousness independently exists separate from the thought also. Thookathula, thought is irukka, kadiyadu. Deep sleep la. Deep sleep la, there are no thoughts. அப்ப நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா? ஐ ஆம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் நோ தாட். புரியுது? அதுதான் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஸ்வதந்திரா, இண்டிபெண்டன்ட்லி எக்ஸிஸ்ட். பட் ஏ தாட் கேன் நெவர் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட், பரதந்திரா. சோ கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட்லி எக்ஸிஸ்ட் பியாண்ட் த தாட் அண்ட் விதின் த தாட் ஆல்சோ. தட் இஸ் செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட், consciousness independent of thought. Third point is, consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of thought. Suppose consciousness and thought both are interrelated together. Thought pochuna consciousness pollum. Appa pogadillaya namakku. Thank God, even though deep sleep, we are not having thoughts, consciousness is there. So therefore consciousness is not limited by the thoughts. Then fourth point, consciousness survive even after the departure of the thoughts. Very very important. Subtle, the crux of Vedanta, that what we are listening today. Consciousness is survives after the departure of the thought. No thoughts are ill. Who knows? I am conscious that I don't have any thoughts. Just a gap. Thought to middle. I am conscious of that gap. That means I remain even the thought departs. But I, the consciousness, cannot be available, recognizable without thoughts. The thought kooda, the consciousness can be recognizable. That's why in the Thookathula, ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது. அப்ப தாட்ஸ் இருந்தாலே இந்த கான்சியஸ் ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் அதுல தூக்கத்துல ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது. ஈவன் யூ ஆர் கான்சியஸ் அது கூட தெரியாது. எப்ப தெரியும்? ஆஃப்டர் வேக்கிங் அப் ஒன்லி யூ சே நேத்து தூக்கத்துல ஒண்ணுமே தெரியல. ஒண்ணுமே தெரியல எப்ப சொல்றேன்? ஆஃப்டர் வேக்கிங் அப் ஒன்லி நோ நாட் வைல் ஸ்லீப்பிங் தட் ஐ நாட் ரெகக்னைசபிள் வித்வுட் தாட்ஸ். So 5.0 over chinta rahitaha. Now see the line chinta rahitaha. Chinta na tamil chinta kade adu adu worry. Okay, chinta means here thought unconnected with any thought. Chinta rahitaha, this thought cannot exist without this consciousness. The consciousness is unconnected with thought. Hrudi esaha chinta hridakyaha chinta rahitaha hrudi esaha. This consciousness is there with thought and without thought. Every time it is there. Chinta rahitaha. Then next third line la ekam is there. Ekam means that sat and chit both are one and the same. They are not different. Satyam and jnanam. The same Brahman when is associated with the object, external object is called sat. Same Brahman associated with the subject, the mind, the thought is called chit. Therefore sadeva chit, chideva sat. Not different. Ekam. கதம் ஸ்மராமி ஸ்மராமஹ தம் அமேயம். சோ வென் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் கால்டு சத். வென் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் தாட் இஸ் கால்டு சித். விஷய திருஷ்டியா சத், அனுபவ ஆர் பிரத்ய திருஷ்டியா சித். விஷய திருஷ்டியா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் சத். From the standpoint of thought, it is chit. At the standpoint only different, but there is no change in Brahman. It is a rundu pair. Appa rundu pair edukku oru pair pohadhan. Namake nalanju pair irukkumbodhu Brahman irukka koodadha? Rundu enna innum moodu pair. Anantam, next word. Ameyam na aprameyam. Anantam, limitless. Meyam na ma means to measure. Ma dhatu, to measure. Mayam, that which can be measurable, that which can be objectifiable. Na mayam, ameyam. Nanju tat purusha samasa. Nanju tat purusha. Ameyam, unobjectifiable. This existence of chit is unobjectifiable as it is. Without object, without thought, it is unobjectifiable. You can recognize only through the object, only through the thought. So Brahman is evident, available here. What you are seeing now, tell me. All objects la Brahman da patram. All thoughts la Brahman da anubhava. Then Brahman paakana paakana. Enge paakana pa. Every second you are experiencing. Okay. Now the question may come, without object, without the thought, this Brahman cannot experience, you cannot cognize, then what? Suppose object illa, thought illa konja neram, appo unga Brahman ku enna cheyana, avarku enna peru? Ippa idirunda sattani solren, thought irunda chittani solren, வஸ்து இல்ல தாட்டும் இல்ல நினைச்சுக்கோங்களேன், அப்ப உங்க பிரம்மன் கூட போயிடுவாரு பாவம். அவருக்கு என்ன பேர் என்ன? அவரு போமாட்டாரு, அவருக்கு துரியம்னு பேரு. துரியம் என்கிற பேரு. இட் இஸ் மாண்டுக்கியால இட் கம்ஸ். வில் சி லேட்டர் வாட் இஸ் துரியம். சோ அமேயம் இட் இஸ் அன்ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபயபிள், இம்மெஷரபிள். நமேயம் அநாசினோ பிரமேயசிய அப்ரமேயசிய மோர்.
in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.